Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael, coming to you from Texas. We're having a real talk about real life. And today's topic is no different. I'm actually going to be making a brief analogy or metaphor comparing a covenant relationship with God versus common law, or what we used to call back in the day, shacking up, just living with someone. This is not a judgmental podcast about what you're doing in your private life. That's between you and God. If you want to know my opinion on that based on the Word of God, I will certainly be happy to address that in another podcast. But this podcast is to, as I said before, make an analogy or a metaphor. So in thinking about relationships, I know a lot of people live with their girlfriend or their boyfriend for financial reasons. And so, you know, they're just friends. They're just trying to make ends meet. Other people are living together, cohabitating, whatever you want to call it, because they love each other. They want to try things out before they get married. Other people are living together and they're presenting themselves as husband and wife, and they are consummating the relationship, and they're presenting themselves as married to society. And so that definition under the law is actually a common law marriage. Other people are just living with people and, you know, what we would call back in the day, shacking up. You know, living with this boyfriend and living with that girlfriend or whatever. Then you have a marriage where there's actually a marriage license that's legal in all 50 states, and there's things you have to do in order for that to come about. And then there's another relationship called a covenant relationship, and we will get to that in a minute. So first of all, let me just say that once you ask the Lord into your heart, He wants a covenant relationship with you. So what is that? A covenant relationship is a divinely created relationship. This is an everlasting bond. There's no divorce with this. That's not even an option. It is beyond a contract. A marriage is a contract. A covenant is far more than that. You have an intimate relationship with the Lord. His blood has established the covenant under which you are living. So you've basically aligned yourself with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And so now you are covered and have the opportunity to have the blessings of God, the covering of God, the protection of God, because you are in alignment under Him, under His omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. He has authority over you, over every area of your life. So that's a different type of relationship. And that's the kind of relationship that you want with the Holy Spirit, okay? Now, some of you, though, I'm just going to be very bold. Some of you are in a common law, just roommate or cohabitating situation. And I realize that all three of those terms can mean different things, so bear with me. First of all, let me tell you, there's nothing common about the Holy Spirit. So you shouldn't be in a common relationship with Him. He's special. He's the ultimate. This is not a person that you can be intimate with when you feel like it. Have Him help you with the bills when you feel like it. be respectful or disrespectful when you feel like it, and there's no accountability. That's not who the Holy Spirit is. He is God. He is part of the triune God. And there's nothing common about him. Now, a common law marriage in the natural, you have to be at least 18 in most states to have that recognized in the legal system. In the supernatural realm, in the heavenly realm, you can have a covenant relationship with God at any age of accountability. So if you're a 7-year-old and you really understand and know the Lord and you've asked him into your heart and you meant it, you are in a covenant relationship at the age of 7. You don't have to wait until you're 18. Again, there's nothing common about this relationship. So I need for us to really start thinking as believers, what is my relationship with the Lord? Because that's what he wants. He wants our heart. He wants our mind. He wants our bodies kept as a temple for him. And he wants a covenant, intimate, everlasting relationship, not a temporary one that we can throw away when we don't like the way he handled something. When we don't appreciate the way he answered or did not answer our prayer. When he let the man that we've been chasing walk away. When he let us get laid off. When he allowed our child to die. All of those things that we get upset about and we want to throw people away for and we want to stay angry and bitter and unforgiving, we don't do that with God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, our relationship with him is a covenant relationship. This is divine. This is supernatural. This is an all-in relationship without chance of separation or divorce. Now, you can try to walk away and separate yourself and what we call backslide. However, on his end, he's not leaving us. That's what I mean when I say that. He's all in because we're his. We belong to him. Our identity is in him. So I want you to really, really pray and think about what type of relationship do you have with the Lord? Because it shouldn't be just cohabitating like he's a roommate. Common law, no, not even a marriage contract. It is a covenant bond. I really need for you to hear me. And there's nothing common about it. God is a jealous God, and he will not allow anything or anyone to usurp him or outdo him. So if Jesus isn't first in your life, if you're not listening to the Holy Spirit, then that means something or someone else is first in your life. And he will get rid of that. He's a jealous God. And he will not stand for any idols to be in your life. And that includes people. That includes jobs, that includes careers. It includes all kinds of things. So really think about, is Jesus number one? Is the Holy Spirit your first go-to, your first thought, or an afterthought? Ooh, I felt something right there. Because the Holy Spirit should not be an afterthought. Praying should not be the last resort. We've gotten things twisted. So I want you to prayerfully consider this message. And I'm not fussing at you. I just want you to be enlightened about whose you are. Because it's just so incredibly awesome. You should be filled with joy. You should be happy. You should be smiling because the love of your life is Jesus. It doesn't get any better than that. And I need you to hear me and understand what I'm saying. The love of Jesus trumps everything else. Truly. Just Jesus. He's all you need. Just Jesus. Not Jesus and a husband. Not Jesus and a 401k. Not Jesus and a house in the Hamptons. Not Jesus and a closet full of clothes. Not Jesus and a Mercedes Benz. Not Jesus and a huge savings account. Just Jesus. That's all you need. Be blessed.